The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Where we start is with a story that the Business Post is labelling as an exclusive. Officials called developers to crisis talks after housing target collapse. This is the housing targets that we were told in the run-up to the last election that the government was on target to deliver 40,000-ish houses for the end of 2024. They missed that by a country mile. And according to what the Business Post is reporting, that miss was fairly evident because a number of developers are saying that was never possible. The reporting is by Daniel Murray, Catherine Sands and Killian Woods. And Killian Woods is with us this morning. Killian, what you're revealing is that developers were called in to the Department of Finance to explain why these targets were being missed.
Yeah, Anton, thanks for having me on. So there was a series of meetings that happened in the Department of Finance in January of this year, where developers were, some of them were scheduled to come in to talk about housing finance and how to get more international finance into the country. And then some were brought in at last minute notice. And we understand from people who were in attendance some of these meetings that there was private meetings, even for those who were separate to those scheduled, where people were brought in to say, what happened here with this missing this 40,000 target? I think there's been a lot of surprise on the government side that they didn't reach this 40,000 target. I suppose it was originally first said by Simon Harris when he was Taoiseach at Bail na Blá last year in August, and then it went from we'll reach 40,000 to close to 40,000 to, you know, 35 to 40,000. So they started slowly over the few months before leading the election, sort of scaling it down. But based on what developers were telling them in these meetings in the Department of Finance, they were kind of perplexed about where you got this number from. That, you know, that I don't know where the government were getting this 40,000 figure from. That was never achievable. And based on the way the industry was acting, what it was doing, what activity levels were going on, it was broadly thought last year, the middle of last year, that we'd achieve the same number of homes, about 33, 34,000 homes in 2024 as 2023, but nowhere near 40,000.
But we didn't, as I understand it, even achieve that. There was a reduction in house building in 24 from 23, never mind the 30% uplift that was predicted.
Yeah, and that was because what was explained in the meetings is the way that the sector was acting in response to these development levy waivers that were put in place. So the government gave a waiver on certain fees that developers have to pay for building homes if they started them last year and completed them within 2 years. So that took them developers from sites where they were nearly finished homes and put them onto completely unstarted or uncommenced housing sites where they said, well, we better get these ones started because if we don't get them started in 2024, we won't get the essentially the discount on our fees we owe to the state for building them. So that resulted in a bunch of homes, not quite necessarily 10,000 that they missed. Obviously, they built 30,000 last year instead of 40,000. That doesn't make up the 10,000 gap, but that's what has been attributed to this shortfall, or at least the slight decline that happened last year, the 6% decline that happened last year. They went from sites where they're nearly finished homes or constructing homes to completely new sites to get them started, just so they could start, as they say, we started these homes, therefore we should get these development levy waivers.
Now, does that mean, Killian, that the problem from last year is a one-off sequelae of an odd decision around funding, or is it a systemic problem where we can say it is unlikely, therefore, if the structure is the way it is, that we're going to see the acceleration that we need in house building?
Well, it just looks like from the construction industry that they don't have the capacity to scale up to what, like scaling up maybe 40,000 might be what their limit is, or what the limit is at the moment based on the workers and just the money that's available to build housing in Ireland. What will likely also make it stagnate is the state is sort of pulling back in how much it's stimulating the market. Like a lot of the uplift in apartment building in recent years, which is what led to us getting to 34,000, up from the mid-20s to 34,000, was that the state was getting involved in buying apartments. And that's why another big reason there was a huge drop off in building last year was the state wasn't there to buy any apartments. Therefore, developers weren't building apartments because they had no end purchaser. There's no one buying them for the PRS sector, for the private rental sector at the moment. There's no big funds coming in buying housing, or even in the last 12 months, there's been no private financed big apartment development started. And that's because no one sees an end purchaser for these. No one's going to speculatively build 400 apartments because they're not sure even if the state or another private fund will buy them to put them on the rental market. So it looks like, based on what the residential developers would say, we could be in line for a bit of a stagnation between that 30,000 mark to maybe 35,000 mark, because even though 60,000 homes have been commenced, there's no capacity to deliver those in the immediate, within the year, within 18 months. Those are started to be tipped away at, ideally get done before the end of 2026.
But if that's the case, Gillian, if we're looking at stagnation around those numbers, we are looking at the significant exacerbation of what was already a massive crisis.
Oh, of course. And, I think that's what they, what we've pegged them as kind of crisis talks, is that they're trying to wrap their head around how do we, in even the lifetime of this government, stimulate it to such an extent that we could get even close to the level that the government want. They're looking for between 50 and 60,000 homes to be built a year to reach their 300,000 target before the end of 2030. And if they don't fulfill that target, that is likely possibly the death knell for them at the next election. I know we're talking a good few years in advance here, but they see how if they don't make action now, there is absolutely no chance of them stimulating the sector to get up to the level of building that's required to meet the even sort of tip at getting towards the targets that they've set. So yeah, the stagnation is just, and that's the thing that I think there's not necessarily either a huge will privately, developers might admit this privately, to actually stimulate the market with more housing, because that if too many homes are flooded to the market and there's not enough purchaser for them because they cost so much to build new homes, there's a risk that they would sit there unsold.
Gillian, thank you very much. That's Gillian Woods from the Business Post. And again, that story, Gillian Woods, Daniel Murray and Catherine Sands on the front page of the paper. With me is Lynn Boylan, Sinn Féin MEP for Dublin. I suppose this is your opportunity, Lynn, to say I told you so.
Well, yeah, I mean, first and foremost, you know, the deliberate misleading on the figures shouldn't surprise anyone, because the government has been caught doing this a number of times under different ministers about homeless figures, about the number of houses that were being built. And that 60,000 figure that we keep hearing the tarnish to talk about now, as Killian has explained, is artificially inflated because of the development levies. But the bigger concern is that the government, you know, what the report, Sunday Business Post is reporting about going in, holding these crisis talks with developers, looking around, lifting the rent freeze, when they will refuse to look at what the Housing Commission, their own independent Housing Commission, went away. These are people who are in the business of building houses, spent 2.5 years putting in a huge amount of work as to how to fix the housing crisis in Ireland. And Dara O'Brien didn't even meet with that Housing Commission before he left the job. And the government are still not going to take on board its recommendations. So they know what needs to be fixed. What certainly doesn't need to be fixed is more sweetheart deals for investment funds. They already don't pay capital gains tax. They don't pay tax on their rental income. We have the highest rents in Europe. So the last thing you need is a removal of the rent cap.
Although the rent cap, in the reporting in the Business Post, the rent cap is, according to unnamed sources who are property developers, that is being seen as a significant block to international investors, that the big private equity doesn't want to come in because they say, look, what's the point if we can't match market rates with our rent?
But sure, they're charging up to €4,000 a month. The average rent is €2,500. Most workers can't afford to pay the rents as it is. So if you're going to allow a free-for-all in the rental market, it's only going to make more misery for the people that are currently being affected by the housing crisis.
But it may be necessary to get the building capital in.
No, what the Housing Commission has outlined in their report is a number of areas that need to be fixed in terms of the housing crisis. One is fixing the planning system, speeding up planning decisions. And that means resourcing it properly and putting in place the proper staff. Getting the utilities connected to housing projects, but also, you know, more investment from the state-led in terms of public housing and affordable housing. So there's a number of different things that need to happen to fix the housing crisis. Sweetheart deals for investment funds is not it. And it is really concerning that this government have been caught now, lying about the number of houses that were built and are still wedded to this plan that is failing.
Is that going a bit working. Far? Because the government is saying they were working off departmental figures that were provided to them by officials.
Well, the figures were given to them in October, the CSO figures in October. It was very clear that the 40,000 figure was not going to be met. And
do you think that had an impact on, particularly on your party in the election? Because the sense was, while there was still a mountain to climb, we were getting there and there was a significant ramping up in
Well, that's certainly what the government went out to do, was to give the impression we've turned a corner, you know, we're accelerating the house builds, when in fact we weren't. So they did deliberately mislead the public in that election campaign, you know, and they're the first to call out, you know, the threats of disinformation and misinformation in elections. This is a clear example of disinformation, and it was done, and they can say all they want and point to the Deutsche Bank report that came out in the summer. By October October, there was no doubt whatsoever that the 40,000 target wasn't going to be met. And they still peddled that line during the election campaign.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.